miraculous events of companions. Miraculous events of companions. Miraculous events of companions. Radiallahu anhum. الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على خاتم النبيين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم والصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله Dear viewers of Madani Channel, welcome once again in our new episode of our program Miraculous Events of the Sahaba, a program in which we talk about the saintly miracles, the karamat of Sahaba alayhim ridwan, and we look at their majesty, their greatness from this very perspective. And at the moment, dear viewers, we're talking about the saintly miracles of none other than the fourth caliph of Islam, the lion of Allah, our master, our mawla, Sayyiduna Ali al-Murtaza, Karramallahu ta'ala, Wajhahu al-Kareem. In our last episode, dear viewers, we discussed a few saintly miracles of Ali al-Murtaza, Karramallahu ta'ala, Wajhahu al-Kareem. And in our today's episode, we will continue our discussion further with more saintly miracles of Ali al-Murtaza, Karramallahu ta'ala, Wajhahu al-Kareem. So stay with us from start till end. Inshallah, immense amount of knowledge will be gained. But before we delve into our discussion, dear viewers, let's first of all listen to a virtue of sending peace and salutations upon the Noble Prophet, the final messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. The Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam has said that he who sends salat upon me once, Allah Almighty showers 10 mercies upon him. He who sends salat upon me 10 times, Allah Almighty showers 100 mercies upon him. And he who sends salat upon me 100 times, Allah writes between both his eyes that this person is free from hypocrisy and fire of hell. And on the day of judgment, he'll be kept among martyrs. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. So dear viewers, our topic of discussion is the fourth caliph of Islam, the lion of Allah, our Mawla, our Aqa, our Master, Sayyiduna Ali al-Murtaza, Karramallahu ta'ala, Wajhahu al-Kareem. And today we'll talk about more saintly miracles of Ali al-Murtaza, radiyallahu ta'ala, an. Davis, Sayyiduna Imam Ja'far Sadiq, radiyallahu anhu, reports that once Sayyiduna Ali al-Murtaza, Karramallahu Wajhahu al-Kareem, sat in the shade of a wall to deliver a verdict for one of the cases. Now, during the case, people, they started to make noise that, Ya Amir al-Mu'mineen, let's leave from here because this wall is going to collapse. People knew that the wall is collapsing. So they were, of course, in a state of fear, and they wanted to save Amir al-Mu'mineen. So they said, Ya Amir al-Mu'mineen, let's leave from here, the wall is collapsing. And Amir al-Mu'mineen, with extreme tranquility, with extreme satisfaction, he replied, that continue the proceedings. Allah Almighty is the greatest of guardians, the greatest of the protectors. So, he radiallahu anhu, with peace and comfort, satisfaction, without any rush, listened to the entire proceedings. He delivered the verdict, and then he radiallahu anhu left from there. So as soon as he radiallahu anhu left from there, then the wall collapsed. It didn't collapse whilst he radiallahu anhu was there, but as soon as he radiallahu anhu left, the wall suddenly collapsed. This is again something of awe, was of these sacred figures, of these individuals, that with their blessings, even collapsing walls, they do not collapse. Let's move on to next saintly miracle now, dear viewers, where Ali bin Zazan, he reports that once Amir al-Mu'mineen Ali al-Murtaza Karramallahu Wajhahu al-Kareem said something, and there was an accursed and evil person who very recklessly, very boldly said that, O Amir al-Mu'mineen, you're lying, ma'adallah. So he slandered Ali al-Murtaza Karramallahu Wajhahu al-Kareem for lying. So Ali al-Murtaza radiyallahu anhu said to that person, that O person, that if
I am truthful, then you'll be seized by the punishment of Allah. You'll be seized by the punishment of Allah. Now this again was an invitation towards righteousness from Ali al-Murtaza karramallahu wajhahu al-kareem to that person, that if I'm truthful, then you will be seized with the punishment of Allah. This is to make him fearful, to wound him so that he retracts from his slander. But that insolent person replied that, pray against me if you want, then I don't care about it. Ma'adallah. This is what he said. Now, as soon as he uttered these words, all of a sudden he became blind and started to flap around. Again, dear viewers, we come to know that how strong this matter is to be, ma'adallah, rude and disrespectful towards the chosen servants of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, those who are righteous, those who are pious, to be disrespectful towards them has detrimental consequences for us. This person became blind. This is the punishment in this dunya. Imagine the punishment in the hereafter, dear viewers. And the punishment of the hereafter, it is unimaginable, indescribable. What we read in narrations where the punishment of the hereafter is described is, of course, to make us get some kind of gist of it. Otherwise, the true actuality of the punishment of the hereafter cannot be grasped by the human mind. Likewise, the reward, dear viewers, the reward which awaits the fortunate believers in the hereafter. Of course, when we read narrations, it is just to make us sort of grasp some kind of gist of it. But we cannot imagine what that reward would be. We truly cannot comprehend the greatness of that reward. So the reward and punishments of the hereafter, they are beyond our understanding that what exactly they are. So where we come to know through this saintly miracle of Ali al-Murtaza karramallahu wajhahu al-kareem, that the person who disrespected him became blind, it also warns us that we should also always be respectful in the court of the chosen servants of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Those who are pious, those who are righteous, always be respectful towards them. Another saintly miracle here is where Sayyiduna Asbagh radiallahu anhu said that once we were with Amir al-Mu'mineen Ali al-Murtaza karramallahu wajhahu al-kareem during a journey, and we reached the field of Karbala, right that place where the blessed grave of Imam Hussain radiallahu anhu is now situated. So Ali al-Murtaza karramallahu wajhahu al-kareem, he said that in the future one caravan of Ali Rasul, of the Ahlul Bayt, one caravan of the family of the Prophet would stop here. At this place, their camels would be tied. And in this very field, the youth of Ahlul Bayt, of the family of the Prophet, would embrace martyrdom. And this very place would be the place of burial of those very martyrs. And upon them the earth and the heavens will cry. Now again, dear viewers, through this narration, through this very saintly miracle of Ali al-Murtaza karramallahu wajhahu al-kareem, we come to know that the awliya, they come to know of the future events through the power of kashf, that spiritual power that Allah gives them. Through that, they come to know of the events of the future, what will transpire. And in this very case, Ali al-Murtaza karramallahu wajhahu al-kareem foretold the incident of Karbala, how Imam Ali Maqam, the leader of the martyrs, Imam Hussain radiallahu anhu, how he would embrace martyrdom. That very place, Ali al-Murtaza karramallahu wajhahu al-kareem, he indicated, he mentioned, this is the place where the youth of the Ahlul Bayt would be martyred. This is where the caravan of the Ahlul Bayt would stop. And Ali al-Murtaza karramallahu wajhahu al-kareem is identifying the entire event even before it transpired. This is something which is exclusive to the awliya, to the sahaba, to the chosen servants of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this is evident from this very narration of Sayyiduna Asbagh radiallahu anh regarding Ali al-Murtaza karramallahu ta'ala wajhahul kareem. There was another beautiful excellence of the family of Ali al-Murtaza karramallahu wajhahul kareem, of Ali al-Murtaza radiallahu anh himself, is that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala even appointed angels to their service. How was this? Abu Dharr Ghifari radiallahu anh narrates that the Prophet ﷺ sent me to the house of Sayyidina Ali radiallahu anh to call him. So he says that I went to fulfill the command of the Prophet ﷺ. I went to call Ali al-Murtaza radiallahu anh from his house. So when I went there, I saw that the handmill was being used, but no one was using it. Like, handmill is being used without anyone using it. So he says that when I came back in the court of the Prophet ﷺ and mentioned this astonishing event, this account, what had transpired, what I had seen, then the Prophet ﷺ said that, O Abu Dharr radiallahu anh, there are few angels of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who visit the earth. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has also deputed them to help my household, to help my Ahlul Bayt. Allahu Akbar. So when Abu Dharr Ghifari radiallahu anh saw the handmill being used without anyone using it, it was the angels of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who were deputed to this very task, where they were using the handmill for the household of Ali al-Murtaza karramallahu ta'ala wajhahul kareem. So dear viewers, again we come to know that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also appoints the angels, the malaika, to help and serve His chosen servants, as was the case in this very narration that we just heard. And this again, dear viewers, the greatness that they have, of course, is because of their link, their association with the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. And this is something, again, which common people cannot attain. This is something which is not for common people, but the special chosen servants of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala are such who have these power. So the angels, Allahu Akbar, they were even appointed at the service of working for the household of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Now, dear viewers, another beautiful saintly miracle of Ali al-Murtaza karramallahu wajhahul kareem that also shows us that he radiallahu anh had the knowledge regarding his own passing. So what happened, dear viewers, was that Sayyiduna Fudala bin Abi Fudala radiallahu anhuma reports that once we were with Ali al-Murtaza karramallahu wajhahul kareem at a certain place, and he radiallahu anh felt severely ill, and me along with my father went to inquire after him. During the conversation, my father said to him that, O Amir al-Mu'mineen radiallahu anh, right now you're ill at such a place that if you pass away over here, then there will be none besides the tribe of Juhayna, the ignorant tribe of Juhayna, to perform your burial and shrouding. It is my humble request to you that come to Madinatul Munawwara, because if this transpires over there, if this occurs over there, meaning if you pass away in Madinatul Munawwara, then there will be those companions who are loyal and devoted to you, who are academic, who are literate. They will be over there and they would be able to offer your funeral salah, and they can also arrange for your shrouding and burial. So the father of Sayyidina Fuzala radiallahu anh is worried about the health of Amir al-Mu'mineen, and he is worried over the fact that if he radiallahu anh passes away here, there are only ignorant people, a tribe of Juhayna, where they are ignorant people, they are not too learned. So he's saying to Umar al-Mu'mineen radiallahu anhu that come to Medina with us, because if you happen to pass away in Medina, then there are companions over there who can offer your Salatul Janazah, your funeral salah, they can perform your shrouding and burial. This is again thinking about the Akhirah, subhanAllah. So they suggest this in the court of Amir al-Mu'mineen Ali al-Murtaza karramallahu wajhahu al-kareem. So listening to this, Ali al-Murtaza radiallahu anhu replied that, O Abu Fudala, stay satisfied, relax. I will not die until I'm attacked with a sword and my forehead and my beard gets full of blood. So dear viewers, this is exactly what happened. It was the accursed Abdurrahman bin Muljim Muradi Khariji who attacked Ali al-Murtaza karramallahu wajhahu al-kareem on his blessed forehead with his sword, and the sword went through his blessed forehead all the way to his jaw. At this moment, dear viewers, our master, our Mawla, Ali al-Murtaza karramallahu wajhahu al-kareem, was uttering this statement, Fustu bi Rabbil Ka'ba, Fustu bi Rabbil Ka'ba, meaning that by the Lord of the Ka'ba, I have succeeded. Now, due to this wound, due to this attack, dear viewers, Ali al-Murtaza karramallahu wajhahu al-kareem attained martyrdom. He embraced martyrdom, and what he mentioned to Sayyidina Abu Fudala radiyallahu anhu when he was ill, everything transpired exactly word to word as Ali al-Murtaza radiyallahu anhu had told him. So dear viewers, again, through this account, through this narration, we come to know that the chosen servants of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala know about the future. They know about their own passing as well, as was evident from this very miraculous event where other sahaba, they are getting worried because of the illness of Ali al-Murtaza radiallahu anhu. And they are worried that he radiallahu anhu is at a place where there are not many learned companions. So if anything happens to Amir al-Mu'mineen over here, how would his burial and shrouding take place? How would his funeral salah be led? And out of this anxiety, they mentioned their plea in the court of Ali al-Murtaza karramallahu wajhahu al-kareem. And in reply, Sayyidina Ali radiallahu anhu tells them that I will not pass away in this illness. And he mentions to them exactly how he radiallahu anhu would pass away. He mentions to them that I will not die until I'm attacked with a sword. That attack makes my forehead and my beard full of blood. And this is exactly what happened, where Abdurrahman bin Muljim Muradi Khariji, the accursed, the evil, when he attacked Ali al-Murtaza karramallahu wajhahu al-kareem, he attacked the blessed forehead, and the sword that he attacked with went all the way from the forehead to the jaw of Ali al-Murtaza karramallahu wajhahu al-kareem. So exactly how he had mentioned, this is how he radiallahu anhu embraces martyrdom. So this shows to you, this shows us that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had given him the power of foreseeing the future, and he even knew about when he would pass away and how he radiallahu anhu would pass away, how he would embrace martyrdom. This was also known to Sayyidina Ali radiallahu anhu. But again, dear viewers, look at the words that he radiallahu anhu is uttering, is proclaiming at the time of embracing martyrdom. Fustu bi Rabbil Ka'ba. By the Lord of the Kaaba, I have succeeded, I have become successful. Even at this time, you can imagine, dear viewers, a small thorn pricks us, and all of a sudden we forget about everything. All of a sudden we are suffering in pain, and all of our attention is towards that small prick of thorn. But Ali al-Murtaza karramallahu wajhahu al-kareem, Allahu Akbar, he's attacked with a sword, and such an attack that the sword goes through the forehead all the way to the jaw. Imagine the amount of pain that he would have suffered. But even at this time, he's talking about attaining the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allahu Akbar. Again, dear, it's a great lesson for us that even in the midst of all the calamities that we face, all the adversities that we face, we should always remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And when our last time comes, for the sake of Ali al-Murtaza karramallahu wajhahu al-kareem, may we also be able to recite the kalima. May we also be able to remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and His final messenger sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. وسلم may ever departing from this world also be whilst reciting the kalima and sending salawat upon the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Ameen. Bijahi khatamin nabiyyin sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam.
Miraculous events of companions. Miraculous events of companions. Miraculous events of companions. Radiyallahu.